The campus visit is an end-of-August ritual for many high school students trying to narrow their college choices. And nothing makes a bigger impression than the tour, usually led by an extremely enthusiastic guide. NPR's Anthony Brooks did his best to keep up with one of these go-getters at the University of Massachusetts Amherst.
Hey, welcome to the University of Massachusetts Amherst on what I think is like possibly the best tour day ever. My name is Jamie. I'm from Westfield, Mass. I'm a
Jamie Witherell, a UMass senior, is our guide on a beautiful summer morning. Wearing a maroon college windbreaker and flip-flops and bursting with energy, she says everybody who visits is struck by the same thing.
Oh my goodness, this place is huge! I know, everybody drives up to campus, they panic, they're like, 5 22-story towers, 1,400 acres of campus, this place is huge! But we're spread out in a perfectly symmetric way here. We are set up like a gigantic pizza. So if you can maneuver a pizza, you can maneuver this campus, all right?
Just when we thought she'd taken the pizza metaphor as far as it would go, Jamie pushes it even further.
One half of the pizza, the side that we're on right now, is all your humanities and fine arts, calzone. And the other half of the pizza, where we'll be walking to later on the tour, is all of your math, science, and engineering calzone.
If UMass is a pizza, it's a big one. And on campus tours, size is always important.
We also have the second largest free fare bus system in the world. Second only to the entire country of the Netherlands. I think that's a pretty cool system.
The free buses can whisk students to town, to the mall, to the movies, maybe even to the library.
This is the library. It's 28 stories tall. It is the second tallest library in the U.S. Library. Amazing. The first tallest is at the University of Texas. Whatever. We're the first tallest red brick library in the U.S. 3 million bound volumes of books, 2.5 million forms of microfilm and microfiche.
When Jamie talks, she doesn't appear to breathe. We chase her into the art center, where she tells us what's cool and hip on campus.
This is where they'd go see people like the Dave Matthews Band, the Bare Naked Ladies, Nickelback, MTV Campus Invasion, Bus to the Roots, Ludacris, Real Big Fish, Roz, Elvis, Bus, Ron, Jurassic 5. Basically, you name it, we've seen them at some point here at UMass.
Whatever. This is all part of an annual ritual that finds parents and their children spending days in the car together, visiting one campus after another, hearing from one chipper tour guide after another.
I'm Liz Mombriquette.
What did you think of that tour?
I thought she was really, really good. She's the best tour guide I've had because she's so personable and she's so energetic and excited.
Liz is from Northbridge, Massachusetts, entering the 12th grade this year. She plans to study theater arts in college, but calls this a stressful time.
Just trying to process all the information that there is about so many different schools and try to decide where I want to go and what I need to do academically to be able to get into these colleges, and it's a long process.
I don't want anything like in the city, like major city-wise, but I don't want anything like the real country-wise. I kind of want something in like the middle.
That's Heather Arnold, a high school junior from Peabody, Massachusetts. She's here with her mother, Lori Arnold.
It is a stressful time, but right now it's supposed to be fun. Looking is supposed to be fun. If I make it stressful, she won't like school, and I won't like paying for school.
We're looking for a good fit for him. It's an important time of his life.
Ty Bragg drove north from Washington, D.C. with his son, Taylor, who calls this process overwhelming but enjoyable.
Checking out different colleges and stuff, seeing like the different environments and settings is definitely fun.
Are you guys having fun doing this together?
Yeah, it's fun. It's a road trip, so.
I'm happy to spend more than 15 minutes with him at any given time. Most of the time he's trying to get out of the house.
Anything you want to add to that? Does that pretty much sum it up?
Oh, yeah. What was the original question again?
And have fun this summer. Don't do too many colleges in one day. I met a student yesterday who had seen 24 schools in 3 days. I was like, you poor child.
90 minutes after she started, Jamie Witherell ends her tour beneath the shade of a leafy maple tree, sending the visitors on their way with a final bit of advice. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.
So take it easy. You know, remember, college can be the best 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years of your life, all right? So make a good decision. Thank you very much. Have a great day.